AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. At the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, a day after announcing a reduction in force in Minnesota in his immigration crackdown, President Trump expressed frustration with local leadership.
If we didn't have to fight this horrible governor and this horrible fake mayor, Fry, you know, this is the Constitution of the United States. People don't want to be mugged. They don't want to have a murderer living next door that was, you know, killed three people in a certain country and is now living beautifully here.
Vice President J.D. Vance is in Italy for the Winter Olympics.
This is one of the few things that unites the entire country. And if you can get a person who's not a big fan of sports to obsessively watch the Olympics, you know that it's a very special thing.
The opening ceremony is tomorrow. After spending the weekend at the Games, Vance plans stops in Armenia and Azerbaijan. There has been no public sign of a response to NBC Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie's message to her 84-year-old mother's kidnapper. Nancy Guthrie was last seen almost a week ago near Tucson, Arizona. Lisa Contreras worked with Savannah Guthrie at a Tucson TV station.
It was always so easy to root for her and to celebrate all of the success that she's seen, and now to feel her pain and to know that her family needed to know this community is behind them and trying to provide love, faith, prayer, and support.
Police conducted a search in and around Nancy Guthrie's home for several hours yesterday. Democratic Senator Elise Slotkin of Michigan says she won't sit for an interview with the Justice Department regarding a probe into a video she organized urging military members to resist illegal orders. An Arizona Department of Public Safety helicopter responding to an active shooter situation has crashed, killing both the pilot and a trooper who was a paramedic. This is AP News. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer is apologizing to victims of Jeffrey Epstein for appointing Peter Mandelson as Britain's ambassador to Washington.
Critics believe it's an error that could end Starmer's premiership.
I am sorry. Sorry for what was done to you. Sorry that so many people with power failed you. Sorry for having believed Mandelson's lies and appointed him.
Starmer fired Mandelson in September 2025 after emails showed he kept up a close relationship with the disgraced financier, even after his conviction for sex offences with a minor in 2008. The Prime Minister is under new pressure over Mandelson following the release of the new documents. British police are investigating Mandelson over potential misconduct in public office. Mandelson is not accused of any sexual offences. Karen Shamas, London.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.